regime has been using an excessive amount of tear gas, even throwing it into homes to collectively punish the groups for protest. They've been maiming protesters with birdshot, and they've also been torturing doctors, journalists, and even school children. So these human rights abuses have been very rampant, and also have been worrisome, and also, especially when it comes to the West, worrisome that the U.S. continues to support this regime.
Okay. I want to ask you as well, what are the recommendations? Do you have any information? You're a participant. What do you expect the recommendations to be? Has this, you know, been discussed behind closed doors?
Yeah, I think what the main issue here that's trying to be discussed is a way to get everyone together, the human rights groups, the journalists, the doctors from all over the world, politicians, to coalesce into a group that can come up with some solutions. The biggest issue, I think, facing Bahrain now is the inability for people to communicate in person, because we're not allowed to go to Bahrain.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to, as a journalist, I've been blacklisted. I've been denied a visa. So it's very difficult for all of us to come together as a group and discuss solutions. And this conference offers us that opportunity, which also offers hope.